You're listening to a podcast from 702.
As promised, Helen Ziller is joining us for the next little while. She's in studio with me. Over the weekend, Helen has been elected as the Democratic Alliance's Federal Council Chairperson, which brings her back into an important senior position within the party. And we had reached out to her and the communications team at the DA to have a conversation around why she decided, after being lobbied, to in fact stand for this position. What does she hope to achieve for herself and the party? And what the implications are now for our politics. Helen, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's always better than being on the phone. And first and foremost, congratulations on being elected as Federal Council Chairperson.
Thank you, Eusebius, and it's good to be back in the studio again.
There was a statement from the leader, Musi Maimane, yesterday that started with this sentence: "The election of a new chairperson of Federal Council presents an opportunity of renewal and change for the DA." How do you represent change?
Well, I was the change candidate in this election. If you look at all the other candidates, they've been in the leadership for the last 2 to 3 years. I stepped down in 2015, so I was the change candidate. Musi's quite right.
No, but he's not. You've been around forever and a day.
I have been around for a very long time, and I'm still around as chairman of the, or chairperson, as I must say, in Eusebius' studio, chairperson of the Bloubergstrand branch of the DA. And I will always be around to support the values of freedom, fairness, opportunity, and diversity. So I will always be around to do that. But many of us have been around forever and a day. I haven't been in the leadership for the last 3 years. All the other candidates had been. So I was the candidate for change.
But you know, I mean, come on, Helen, you know exactly what I mean by this question, both in terms of the letter and the spirit of what I'm asking you. You have played a very important role in opposition politics. I would go so far as to say many people don't give you your due in the annals of South Africa in opposition politics in this country.
That's good coming from you.
No, absolutely. And I've said it so in my book on the DA as well. You
yes,
know
I
that
read
I'd
it.
Said that. But here's the thing, though. You've been a leader before. Change is important. You are not the face of change. The face of change were people like Musi. He's already part of the establishment now, and he was brought in as a youngster. Lindiwe Mazibuko was supposed to be the future. She's already come and gone. The person that's been the mainstay throughout these other people coming and going, your Patricia de Lille's, maybe even Herman Mashaba today, is yourself. You don't represent change. You represent more of the same.
I represent rock steadiness. I know exactly what the DA's values and principles are. Indeed, I was the one person, together with Ryan Kutsia, who was dispatched by then-leader Tony Leon to negotiate the new values and principles when we formed the DA. So I am rock steady behind them, and with all the iterations that have happened, I have remained there in whatever role I've been required to play. I've never walked out in a huff. I have never taken things personally when I've been treated in certain ways. I've always said the values and principles are far more important than any individual. I've played whatever behind-the-scenes role I've been required to play. In the election, I was prepared to do everything from walk door to door to send out those incredibly irritating robocalls. I did what I had to do in the background and in the way that the party leadership required me to do it. So the party leadership has been steady since 2015, and now it's time for change, and I represent that change.
You are not change. You are the Helen Ziller that took over from Tony Leon. You helped to make the party more diverse. You were able to break the consequences of that horrible 1999 campaign, and you decided to take a backseat knowing that it's important to pass on the baton. When you were approached, it is not compulsory, even when you are lobbied, to say, yes, I will stand. Why didn't you say, no, I'm now in retirement?
Well, I was very tempted to. I'm not in retirement, actually, Eusebius. I've started a media company called the Godzilla Media Group. And I'm really very much enjoying that. Because Twitter is such a disgusting sewer, I am trying to pioneer different forms of information technology for communicating ideas and fighting the battle of ideas. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. But the bottom line is, sometimes in life there's a time to go, and I thought 2015 was the time to go. Sometimes there's a time to come, and in fact for me the time to come was 2007. And sometimes there's a time to return.
Okay. Let's then get inside your headspace on the logic for the time to return. Unpack that for me. What was your conversation either with yourself or with confidants, why this is the time to return?
Well, everybody knows the DA has been through a very rough patch. And that rough patch has been manifest most clearly by the loss of support at the polls. Now, the DA is the only party in South Africa that even when they face a marginal loss at the polls, does some very serious introspection. The ANC, as you know, has dropped from 70% to 58%, and all they do is carry on infighting. They never have a proper introspection as to what causes these things. Musi had the incredible guts to go out and ask some very intellectually competent and highly independent individuals to analyze what they thought had gone wrong with the DA on the basis of a lot of input from literally hundreds of people at the coalface and independent people around the DA. They analyzed it very closely. They distilled it. They came up with some recommendations, which I hadn't seen until yesterday. But in that context, I knew that my skills of managing really complex and diverse situations, such as, for example, the 7-party coalition we held together in Cape Town, such as turning ideas and values into practical and implementable policies, such as unifying divided caucuses. When I became the leader of the metro region in the Western Cape, we were probably the most divided grouping in the whole country between the old NNP and the DP at that stage. We ended up a totally focused, united group taking the party forward. Ditto the caucus of the city of Cape Town. And I don't think there's ever been a more unified caucus anywhere in politics than the provincial government of the Western Cape.
Why can't Musi achieve a continued trajectory that is upward without you coming back into the fold?
The bottom line is, of course he can. And there were many people who could stand for that position.
So what was the problem? Why didn't he have won in this election? Because you've changed your tune. You've now said we're the only party that introspect. What you used to say, of course, but you can't say it anymore because the graft has changed shape, is that we are the only party in post-apartheid South Africa that continues being upward sloping. When all is said and done, why has that graph now started having a downturn slope?
That's the entire point, and there's no contradiction at all. We have always said quite correctly, we are the only party that's grown in every election, and it's equally correct to say that we're the only party that when things go wrong, starts to introspect.
Okay, but why?
Those two things are not contradictory.
No, but that's not the issue.
They're complementary.
No.
Well, that's what you said.
Hold on 1 second.
That's what you said.
Hold on 1 second. The bottom line is that you couldn't have had a nicer election cycle to go on into as DA or EFF for that matter than the hot mess of the Jacob Zuma state capture years, the state of the economy, internecine battles within the African National Congress. Despite that, the share of vote of the DA has declined. Why?
Well, I wasn't the leader at the time. And that is one of the reasons I was persuaded to come back. And that's why I'm the candidate of change. You must ask that to the people who were leading the party at the time.
While Musi Maimane was leading the party at the time, he was the leader in charge.
Well, ask him.
But this is incredible. I mean, what you are implying is that but for your leadership, that downward sloping graph is not a surprise.
You are talking in complete non sequiturs, Eusebius. I haven't said anything like it. I am saying we've had a setback. In comparison with other parties, it was a smallish setback, but a very significant one for us, and we are introspecting and analyzing. And on the basis of the analysis, I think I've got the skills to help Musi get back on a growth trajectory again. That is what I'm saying, and there's nothing wrong with saying that, and please don't decontextualize my words.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I mean, your words are plain. I can play them back for you after this interview.
You're welcome.
You've said that the reason you can't comment on the decline this year because you weren't the leader at the time.
I wasn't in the leadership.
Let me ask you this question bluntly. Is Musi Maimane fit for purpose as the leader of the party?
That's got nothing to do with me.
I'm asking your opinion as the Federal Council chairperson.
That's precisely the point. The Federal Council chairperson doesn't get into that lane. The Federal Council chairperson makes sure that the election of a new leader is free and fair and transparent and accountable. The Federal Council chairperson does not decide or give an opinion on who they think the leader should be. I said I'll stay in my lane and I will stay in my lane.
Helen Ziller, you are the Federal Council chairperson.
Yes.
For the last 12 hours, you've been kicking for touch when every single journalist has given you the opportunity to endorse Musi as an excellent current leader of the DA.
And I've said...
Why are you declining and fudging the question?
You're twisting my words again. I said I will stay in my lane. Everyone in the DA knows that the lane of the chair of the Federal Council is not to start picking and endorsing and choosing and condemning leaders. I said to Musi, and I've said it on the radio, and I said it to the Federal Council, my job is to support the party and to support the leadership. And I said to Musi, you are the leader, I am the toilet cleaner. And toilet cleaners don't go around choosing the leadership or endorsing the leadership. That is beyond their station. That is beyond their status.
That's not true. The toilet cleaner is allowed to tell us whether they have confidence in the leader. Do you have confidence in Musi Maimane?
I have confidence in the DA and the leadership, and I'm here to serve it.
Do you have confidence in Musi, the individual, as the leader?
Everybody knows that I did everything I possibly could to support a pipeline of change and succession in the DA. I continue believing that that pipeline must unfold and grow. You're trying to push me in getting out of my lane by pretending that you are a journalist forcing an answer from someone who's trying to evade an answer. I am telling you that it is not appropriate for a person who's chair of the Federal Council to start endorsing and promoting and condemning leaders. As James Self quite rightly says, and I am intent on following in his tradition, the chair of the Federal Council supports every leader. I happen to know.
Helen,
let me finish, please.
I'm allowed to gently interrupt because we don't have the whole day. I'm going to give you a third opportunity, and I asked the question three times, and the public is counting how many times you're not answering straight.
I'm sure the public is counting just how many times you're being a good journalist.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. You can turn the attention to me. I don't mind. But I'm going to ask you a third time. Can you give me a straightforward answer? Do you, as Helen Ziller, have faith in Musi Maimane? Number three.
I will continue where you interrupted me previously, which was to say, when I was elected leader of the DA, it is a very well-known fact that James Self voted against me and for Athol Trollope. From the moment I was the leader, he didn't say the wrong leader was elected. He did not say I didn't support her. I knew that he didn't support me, but he said to me, I'm sticking in my lane. I will support the leadership and I will do what it takes to make this party successful. I know my job description. And today I'm not ducking your question, Eusebius, by saying exactly the same thing.
Last bite. Question, same question, fourth opportunity. Do you have faith in Musi as an individual leader of the DA?
I have great faith in Musi as a person, as a leader, and the party will decide who the leader is going to be, not Helen Ziller. And while I am the chair of the Federal Council, I will support Musi Maimane and I will support the leadership of the DA and I will stay in my lane despite whether Eusebius MacKaiser asks me a question 25 times.
Eusebius MacKaiser on 702 for the curious.
Why are you the common denominator in so many black people leaving the party? I'm looking here. People are sending memes on Twitter. Patricia DeLille has come and gone. Lindiwe Mazibuko has come and gone. You will see the breaking news there on the screen to your left, Helen. Joburg Mayor is busy as you and I are in conversation. Herman Mashaba has just announced to the country that he's resigning, effective end of November as the mayor of Johannesburg. Are you embarrassed by these turn of events that your continued presence is occasioning?
Well, you have to look at the hundreds of black members and black leaders of the DA that are in their positions and doing their thing. Secondly, you have to look at every single one of those circumstances. Patricia DeLille certainly did not leave because of any disagreement that she and I had. On the contrary, I'm on record as saying that she was treated unfairly and that I really disagreed with the way the party handled the Patricia DeLille case. And that may be one of the factors that decided me to put my hat in the ring again for politics. Lindiwe Mazibuko had nothing to do with me, her leaving, nothing at all. She knew she was going to lose a caucus election. It's as simple as that. She got into the leadership of a caucus at midterm. It was absolutely plain that she was going to lose the next election after the next round. She herself, entirely autonomously, applied to go to Harvard. It had nothing to do with me. And if people want to go and start their new life somewhere else, they're very entitled to. Why I'm brought into the picture, I really don't know. Johannesburg Mayor Herman Mashaba is equally free to do what he likes. Herman Mashaba has always been to the right of me, very significantly to the right of me. When I was one of the people who was helping to recruit Herman to the DA, I thought to myself and I said to my colleagues, he's far to the right of us. He was president of the Free Market Foundation. I can almost say a free market fundamentalist.
Didn't stop you guys from benefiting having someone that
you're
can
pull. You're interrupting me again.
Of course I am, because this is not a monologue, it's a conversation. It didn't stop the Democratic Alliance from A, recruiting him, B, benefiting from having him as your candidate for mayor in Johannesburg. And so it's now convenient, now that he has resigned, to pretend that he was bad news from the beginning.
I'm not saying he was bad news from the beginning. Stop putting words into my mouth and let me finish a sentence. Every time I'm going to make a point that you're going to find difficult to rebut, you interrupt me. When we were recruiting Herman Mashaba, I said he is significantly to the right of us. Everyone agreed, and so did I, that it was enough in the ballpark to recruit him and that he would be a fiery and strong supporter. He was opposed at that
time. What does in the ballpark mean in that context?
In the ballpark of freedom, fairness, opportunity and diversity, of the rule of law, of non-racialism. Where he disagreed with us fundamentally was he didn't support social grants at that stage. We discussed that. And at that point, we all agreed it's obviously far, far better to have a job than to rely on a social grant. And that was the point that Herman was largely making. But Herman was, and I don't know if he still is, to the right of me. And so I don't know where he suddenly invents all of these right-wing elements from.
Well, you might be in the same WhatsApp group, but the ideology conversations for another day. I want your reaction, Helen, to this breaking news. One of the things that is busy telling the country as you and I are speaking is that the DA that he signed up for is not the one that emerged in the last 24 hours.
Well, I don't know what emerged in the last 24 hours.
It's your return.
The DA he signed up for, Eusebius, is in our constitution. Our values, our vision. I have been committed to those since I was a teenager. I respect Herman Mashaba deeply because in the darkest days of apartheid, and despite all the obstacles in his way, he made an enormous success of a hair products business. I was at the time in the trenches fighting apartheid, exposing the brutalities of apartheid, hiding political opponents of the regime in my house, doing all of those things. So for Herman Mashaba to say that there is something wrong with the values and vision of the DA now that I've returned is incomprehensible. The values and the vision have been there in our constitution from the beginning. We've just got to implement them. We mustn't get trapped in racial nationalism. We mustn't start defining people by their biology, but by their capabilities and by their character.
I want to come to that as the last issue to explore, but just two questions, if I may, on Herman. Is it regrettable for the party that he has resigned as mayor of Johannesburg?
It is obviously regrettable. I don't know why he's resigned. My understanding from some people was that he thought that I would bring to an end his mayoralty in Johannesburg, and so I am told, but I don't know if this is true because I haven't spoken to him, that he wanted to resign before his government was taken out. Herman should know, if he's read our constitution, which I'm sure he has, that I have absolutely no power to do that. No power whatsoever.
Why didn't you call him last night to have this conversation with him?
Because he wasn't taking calls.
Just hold on 1 second. Just factually, because facts matter. Did you actually?
Yes, facts do matter, actually.
1 second. Can I ask my question?
You can ask your question.
Thank you.
Good pleasure.
Did you reach out to him yesterday at all?
I stay in my lane. I phoned the leader.
You didn't phone Herman directly?
Because it has nothing to
do. No, I'm asking. You can explain why. Just factually, did you or did you not?
No, because it's for the leader, Musi Maimane, to start phoning Herman Mashaba and discussing the pros and cons with him.
What did you say to Musi? Did you give Musi a view on the gossip last night that the mayor may well resign this morning? Did you call Musi? And if so, what did you say to Musi?
Musi and I spoke on the telephone. We had a long conversation, which I'm not discussing over the radio. And obviously, I am not going to marginalize the leader and start doing those conversations directly. I said I would stay in my lane. The leader must decide what is going to happen. We spoke. I gave some opinions when he asked for them. He discussed them with me. He told me what he was going to do. I supported what he was going to do. And that is what it means to stay in your lane.
Last question is a broad one. Do you accept that the DA, given what's going on currently, is deeply divided, an incredible gift to Luthuli House and to the EFF, and that you have heady days ahead of you with this kind of divisiveness, both at a leadership level and even ahead of the policy conference that will now have to be put together in the months ahead?
Well, I wouldn't say we had heady days, but I'd say we have heavy days ahead. There are many, many challenges facing the DA. I'm going to have to be dealing with a lot of them. I am going to be dealing with those that fall within the job description of the chairperson of the Federal Council. I have long experience in bringing people together over deep, deep divisions. I will be doing my very best to achieve that. And I have absolutely no doubt that the DA has the intellect, the determination, the values, the vision, the people led by Musi Maimane to fix what has gone wrong, and the only party in South Africa with the courage to do that.
Will there be two centres of power, or will you be the only centre of power?
No, there will not be two centres of power, and indeed the leadership and Musi Maimane will be the centre of power.
And then lastly, here's a question that a couple of people want me to ask you. Unity presumably is very important at this time, real unity and not just projecting unity. When you say the things you were saying, including on ENCA yesterday about Herman Mashaba, that effectively, while he was busy becoming rich, I was making sure that MK comrades or MK cadres are well looked after in the fight against apartheid, your first opportunity to demonstrate unity in this new role, you failed.
Do you think that I'm going to be a doormat, Eusebius? I won't be here.
I also don't think you will stay in your lane either.
I will. I've been trying to stay in my lane. You've been spending this entire interview trying to get me out of my lane, and I've refused to do that, and you've twisted that to say I haven't been answering your questions.
So I'll answer my last question. Your first opportunity to demonstrate unity and being the bigger person, you go on television and you have this bun fight with Herman Mashaba, who's now resigned. How does that demonstrate that you will actually take unity as a theme seriously?
I did not have a bunch fight with Herman. I was told, and I heard Herman say, that the party has shifted to the right because of my election. I said, what right are you talking about? I'm actually to the left of you. I always have been. And please get your facts straight. That is not starting a bun fight. As you say, facts matter, Eusebius.
Helen, we're going to leave it there. It's always wonderful engaging you. Thank you so much for coming into the studio, which I particularly enjoy.
Thank you. I'm also enjoying it.